Hi, this is Lawrence, licensed agent with Medicare on a recorded line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare plans and see what's new for you this year?
I'm sorry. I got hearing aids. Can you say that again?
I will speak up. I'm sorry. I said, did you want to go over your options to see what's available for you this year?
Yeah, I'm trying to find out if I'm available for the $1,200 food allotment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see if we can help you out with today. Can I just first start with your zip code, please?
44260.
Thank you for that. And in which county are we in? Are we in Summit County, Stark, or Portage County?
I'm in Portage County.
Portage County, okay. All right. Let me just read this really quick disclaimer, then we're going to jump right in and see if we can help you today. Before we begin,
May I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Is this going to be another insurance company that I have to take out instead of what I have?
Right now, we're just looking to see what you're eligible for, but if you are qualified for better or stronger benefits, then it could possibly mean that we could switch up your provider, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's going to happen. Like, for instance, if you're on United Healthcare and we find something that's better with United Healthcare that we can add, like, more grocery card money, food card money, whatever the case is, we can keep you that. I'm just trying to see what I'm trying to do is just find what's best available for you.
Okay.
Okay, so before I begin, Medicare requires to let you know that we do not offer every plan in your area. We currently represent 4 organizations with 41 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE for all available options. And for Medicare compliance purposes, sir, if we get disconnected from this call, do you give us permission to call you back?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, let's jump right into it here, and we'll see if we can help you out today. Again, my name is Lawrence, okay? So if I need to speak up a little bit more, you let me know, okay? I want to make sure you hear the information, okay?
Okay, I'm fine, right?
All right, perfect. Okay, so my first question is, do you make your own healthcare decisions, or does a family member or social worker help you with that?
I make my own.
Okay. And are you currently in a nursing home or a long-term care facility?
No, I'm in my own home.
Okay. And I'm also going to be reviewing your medication costs. Do you have your medication bottles handy? I don't need them right now, but do you have them available?
What kind of medication you need?
Well, just do you have whatever prescription that you take on the regular, do you have those available?
About 8 of them.
Okay. As long as you can get to them. I don't need that information right now, just as long as they're somewhere available for you. And
okay.
Then my last one, yeah, and then do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you?
Yeah, is that the one with the big blue on top that says Medicare Health?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, with Part A and B.
Yeah, I just need that your number that's right underneath your name. It's a series of letters and numbers, if you can read that out for me.
You want that number?
Yes, please.
Okay, 1, Y is in yellow, C is in cat, 4, - M is in Nancy, Q is in question, 4-, T is in Paul, K is in kangaroo, 90.
Okay, 1 second here. All right, let me see what I can find here for you. That way we can let you know what you're eligible for. All right.
Well, you know, what I asked you earlier about changing my insurance, I'm on Athens Blue Cross Blue Shield, which is a very good. I'm sorry, what, sir?
No, I was saying that's what you're currently on, correct?
Well, I don't want to change from that.
Okay, well, we'll see what's available for you, and then, you know, we can decide from there. I'm not looking to change anything. We're just looking to see if we can get you qualified for more benefits, and then we'll visit that if it makes sense for you here. So let me just pull you up here. 1 second here.
Okay. Well, just for further reference, I'm also single. I've been living by myself. I live in my own home that's paid for. I am a veteran, which I do go to the VA quite often. And I don't know if any of that has anything to do with your relation here or not, but I just want to let you know on that.
Okay, well, first off, thank you for your service. I definitely appreciate that. But yeah, now that information will help. We're gonna pull you up here in the system, and then from there, we're gonna see if there's anything that we can help provide stronger coverage for you, more benefits for you. All right. So
now,
before
$1,200 a month would really benefit the hell out of me.
I think that would be a benefit to everybody. I would love to do as much as I can for you here. So just I'm just looking before I can go any further though, Mr. Glenn Compton, am I saying that correct?
That's good enough, Glenn. Glenn Ford.
Okay, Glenn, before I look up information in our system to determine your eligibility, do you give me permission to proceed?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, thank you. Sorry for compliance here. And then I want to confirm your basic information. May 29th, 1947, that's our date of birth?
5/29/47.
All right, perfect. And then I have your address as 387 Weakland Road. That's Mogador, Ohio. 44260, correct.
Correct.
All right, one second here. All right, so yeah, we definitely want to put some more money in your pocket, and you currently say that you have a Blue Cross Blue Shield plan?
Yeah, that's what Athens. They have Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Let me see here. Anthem Veterans PPO, I see it here. Okay, let me see what we can do for you today. And are you on any state assistance, like any Medicaid?
What is Medicaid?
Medicaid is like state assistance, like through the state, not through the federal. Like, do you get any money from the state back?
The only thing I'm giving is through the VA. It helps.
Okay.
I do have a housekeeper that comes twice a week to clean the house. The VA pays for that.
Well, that's good. Glad to hear that. All right, so let me see what we have here for you, and then I'll let you know, you know. Now, let me ask you like this. Are you currently getting any kind of money back through your Anthem plan, like a OTC card?
I used to have Aetna before that. And I think, if I remember right, now I'm 78, and it's been about a year or so back that I did change this. But Aetna was charging me was like $175 a month out of my Social Security, which I didn't know until recently that they were doing that. I thought it was being paid somewhere else differently. But I think I'm getting $150 of that back into my Social Security with Anthem's here.
Anthem, yeah. Well, so I'm looking at what you have right now, Glenn, and I see that, yeah, I see the Anthem plan. And as far as, I mean, I want to be 100% transparent here, so I'm holding one second. I'm just seeing if there's anything that's available to you that's going to put you in a better situation than you're already in. Because you have a give-back plan, it looks like. You get $165 back on your Social Security every month. On top of that, let me see if you have an OTC card.
On top of that, I get $150 every 3 months over kind of.
Yeah, so you're getting the $165, and then I see you have over-counter plan. It says $130 every quarter, or every quarter, so every 3 months you have that as well. There's really not much more that I can find that's going to be better than what you already are in. My job is to enhance what you already have.
I was asking you about changing over to a different, you know, company.
Yeah. Well, even through Anthem, with Anthem, I can still work with the same provider because we work with all these. You know, we work with all of them, and I don't see much that's going to put you as far as getting more money back in your pocket that's available. Because you're getting, you know, essentially you're getting $165 every month, and then you're also getting that $130 every quarter to spend on, you know, OTC products. That's probably going to be your best bet. Just like I said, just being 100% transparent here, I don't really see else much that's going to give you more back than what you're already getting. And like I said, I can only make you, I can only make it stronger for you. I can't bring you down in money.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. I think I called this program once before, and that's what they told me then. They couldn't beat Anthem, and you know I was going to be able to get the $1,200 for the food allotment, but that was quite some time ago, and I thought maybe, you know, this being the new year, maybe a change, but.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't hurt to call, 100%. It definitely doesn't hurt to call. I'm just, yeah, I wish that there's more to give you. Because, I mean, essentially you are getting, because I don't know what these ads show you. I can only tell you what's actually available. I just know that you do get $165 back every month on your Social Security. And you also get an OTC card every quarter. So, you know, I don't want to pull you off something, because that's almost $2,000 just on your give back program alone for the year that you get.
I really appreciate it, Lauren, and you know I understand where you're at, and I hope you understand where I'm at. But
absolutely, yeah. I would only want to put you in a stronger situation. You know, we never want to move you down or anything, or make a lateral move. We're just putting you in something to switch just to do it. So, yeah, I would say stay where you're at, Glenn. It looks like you have a really good policy, and you know you should be all set. Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, one thing for sure, everybody's after money, and if I can get something, I'm going to get it. I mean, you know,
100%. Trust me, no shame in that. I think especially because you've served this country, you definitely deserve more piece of the pie. So you know, if there was more money available, I would love to find it for you. Just like I said, I think right at the current moment, you're currently in the best thing. But always call. It literally doesn't hurt to call. If there's more available, we would love to help you out there. Okay.
If I may say one thing, Lauren, I appreciate the thank you for your service, but you know, and it's kind of weird. I feel bad about going to the VA. And the reason I'm feeling that, I walked home. I got off an airplane, and I walked to a vehicle. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, hundreds of men are out there that don't have arms or don't have legs. They're in a wheelchair, completely fucked up. Excuse my language, but, you know.
I get it.
Those
get
people
it.
I can understand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I appreciate what you know, talking to you and going through what we have here. And I kind of, halfway through, I kind of got down thinking, you know, that's where I asked you about changing insurance companies. Because I thought I talked to you once before, and I think I did.
Possibly.
Maybe you would remember.
Quite possibly.
I remember voices.
Yeah. Hey, that's a talent. That's a talent. But yeah, Glenn, I like I said, I appreciate it. And like I said, feel free to reach out anytime. The worst that can happen is that, well, you know, there's nothing available. At the very best, you know, we can find some stronger benefits for you. Okay. So always feel like you can reach out. We you know that's what we're here for.
Well,
we're here to help you.
I appreciate it. And I don't want to hold you up any longer because you probably have somebody else maybe calling that you can actually help, you know. So I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for that. And thank you for that. And thank you again for your service, Glenn. You know, this country owes you a debt, so we appreciate your service.
All right, Lauren. Thank you very much, sir. So you have
thank
a good
you.
Day.
You as well. Have a great rest of the week. Appreciate your time. Happy New Year.